sun, wanders aimlessly for fun. He's the man who's always lost.
That's Eleni Mandel with The Man Who's Always Lost. Hank Williams with Long Gone Lonesome Blues, and we heard Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien to begin the program today. That's Long Time Gone. You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to be speaking on the phone this morning with fiber artist, author, and curator of the Her Story exhibit, which goes on display tomorrow at the National Quilt Museum, Suzanne Jones. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
Well, we spoke earlier this year about the Fly Me to the Moon exhibit, which was very much focused on a specific thing. This is the Her Story exhibit, which casts a much wider umbrella.
It does. This is an exhibit that is about amazing women and their groundbreaking accomplishments.
So tell us, Suzanne, how you came to be curator of this exhibit, and then the hard part, where do you even begin?
Well, it's interesting because prior to the 2016 election, I thought that we were probably coming into a time period where we were concentrating on the power of women and looking at the fact that the year after that will be the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, the ratification of it, and the first election where women were allowed to vote in this country. So I got to thinking about what has happened since 1920 in the way in which women have contributed to society in non-traditional roles, especially mathematicians, scientists, aviators, inventors, things like that. And so I put out a call to the artists that had been in Fly Me to the Moon, as well as on Facebook in every quilting group I could think of. And we ended up with 107 pieces, all of which will be hanging at the National Quilt Museum from December 7th to April 10th.
Well, I must say, Suzanne, living so close to the Quilt Museum as I do, I've had many conversations with quilters. I've seen many different exhibits. This one is stunning, maybe the most stunning top to bottom I've ever seen. Could you talk about a couple of the pieces in the exhibit and give the story? I know it's hard to pick a couple, but I'm almost overwhelmed by choices.
Well, I'd be glad to talk about any of them, actually. You know, people say, which one's your favorite? And it's like asking someone which one is their favorite child, because as I've gotten to, I have secret Facebook groups for each of my collections. And so I watch the creation of these from a distance. I don't talk about which ones are my favorite or give any advice, but I do watch. And so by the time they come into me via photograph and artist statement and everything for jurying, I'm in love with all these pieces as well as with the artist's work and their techniques. So I'm just looking and I'm kind of picking at random here. We have 7 first ladies in the collection, and we have many that are, I guess, one of the most stunning because of the topic of it is Rosalind Carter's talking about mental health to the Senate, and that was by Luana Rubin, and she created that one, which ended up as part of the collage on the cover of the book. We also have Betty Ford, who was done by Janet Marney, and she is in the collection because of her work on developing an awareness of breast cancer and also addictions with the Betty Ford Center. There's a stunning one of Oprah Winfrey by Leo Ransom of Texas. And it's very cool because Oprah is very strong, but in the background there's all these shards because she had a very traumatic childhood. And so it's kind of strength coming out of adversity.
And most of them are actually an interpretation of a picture of the individual woman, but some of them aren't. For J.K. Rowling, you actually have a picture of her famous creations, you know, Harry Potter and his classmates. And there are some others that it's an image that is indicative or evocative of the subject without actually containing the subject.
That's true. We call those symbolic quilts. And I love the fact that we can use symbolism to show who it is. For example, the one about Diane Fossey is of Digit, her favorite gorilla, not of Diane. And that one is by Tracy Williams. I made one about Helen Keller and Annie Sullivan, who, of course, are always linked together, and it has the water pump on it. It's not a picture of either one of them, but when you see that water pump, you immediately know it's about Helen Keller. So symbolism is very important in this collection. There is a quilt by Maggie Vanderwhite, who is from Canada, and it's about Jean Little, who was an author for children's books, and her groundbreaking achievement was that she was always writing about children and their special needs. Maybe it was someone that had a handicap or that kind of thing. And she has many, many letters and signatures from the author as the symbolism there. No pictures of the author.
You've also written a book on the subject. Is the book basically each of the quilts in the collection and then the story behind it and its creator?
Absolutely. So we've given it a historical context, told you exactly why they're in there. For example, Hedy Lamarr is in there not because she was a glamorous actress, but because she had a lot to do with the invention of Wi-Fi. So I tell the story of the woman and then the story of the artist and how they created the quilt.
Well, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know ahead of the opening of the exhibit, which is tomorrow in Paducah?
I would just encourage everybody to go out and read the stories and honor these women who have changed our country and our world for the better. There are international stories. There's one about Queen Elizabeth. There's one about Kate Shepherd from New Zealand. There's one about Amy Johnson from who flew from England to Australia. So they're not just Americans. They're women of all nationalities. So I would just encourage everybody to celebrate women this Christmas, and maybe you'll even like to give somebody the book for a holiday gift.
I bet a lot of people will. Suzanne, it's a remarkable exhibit. Thank you so much for taking time to talk about it with me today.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate talking with you.
That's
Happy holiday.
Oh, as you as well. That's Suzanne Jones, curator of the Her Story exhibit. It's opening tomorrow at the National Quilt Museum in Paducah. It will be on display through April 10th. We're Murray State's 91.3 WKMS, where every listener's support matters.
It's Thursday, December 6th. The Humane Society of Callaway County holds Photos with Santa Claus this Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Weeks Community Center in Murray. All animals are welcome to visit Santa, and their humans are allowed to be in pictures too. More info on the Photos with